Saddle up, partner. This ain't no cattle drive. We're driving at the truth and chasing that sunset painted red, white, and blue.
American Ground Radio.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pugh. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
You know, there's a lot of things that we talk about on this show that some degree may be academic, some may be theoretical, some philosophical, but boy, this one has got me all stirred up because it has fatal consequences. This is about liberal ideology,
okay,
and the lives that it costs. And look, this should have every single American who has ever stepped foot on an airplane just as fired up. Because what we are learning right now is that the Biden administration's FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration,
right,
is not just a case of bureaucratic stupidity. It is not just incompetence. I mean, this is dangerous. This is playing roulette with the lives of hundreds of millions of Americans who trust that when they get on an airplane, the people who are guiding that plane through the skies in those air traffic control towers,
right,
know exactly what they are doing. But the Biden administration, Pete Buttigieg, remember, he's transportation secretary.
Oh, yeah.
He lowered the standards for becoming an air traffic controller. You didn't hear about this, did you? No, it was quietly
done. Very quietly
done,
yeah.
And
but
so
we've certainly seen some problems with air traffic control in recent years. Remember the crash that happened in Washington, D.C. back in January, the fatal crash between the helicopter and the airplane.
Yes, exactly.
Where you only had one person at the airport working the jobs of two different people.
So here is the cold, hard fact. In 2023, FAA officials under the tutelage of Cabinet Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Lowered or scrapped the best qualified tier for candidates scoring 85% or higher on the air traffic skills assessment. Now, this exam, so instead, what they did was they rebranded. They did away with the best qualified tier, and they rebranded the top tier as well qualified. So no longer, and not only did they change the name, they lowered the threshold to 80%. So before, in order to be hired, you had to make an 85% or more on the air traffic skills assessment exam.
Okay.
And then you would be hired. You would be considered best qualified.
85%. Ooh. So when you're playing with people's lives, do you only want people to be 85% right?
Oh, that's another discussion. But the Biden administration lowered that.
To 80%.
To 80%.
So now we're only 80% right and we're playing with people's lives.
I mean, you're talking about safety. 5% is everything. I mean, air traffic. I mean, look, the exam to be an air traffic controller is a rigorous test for a reason, because air traffic control is not like being a greeter at Walmart. No disrespect to greeters at Walmart.
But rarely are you a greeter at Walmart whose split decision will cost the lives of 200, 300 people.
Arguably, an air traffic controller is one of the most high-stakes jobs in the country.
It's a very stressful
job. Margin for error is zero.
Right.
And by lowering the bar just 5 points, it doesn't mean you just let in people who are almost good enough. It lets in people who
are not good enough.
By the FAA's own prior standard,
right,
were not qualified. They weren't qualified. By the FAA's own previous standard, those folks making 80% on this exam were not qualified to be at the top.
Did they talk about why they lowered the qualifications?
DEI. DEI.
They wanted to get more minorities in those positions.
Exactly. It wasn't because technology now makes up for weaker skills, right? Okay. They lowered it because too many people in the Biden administration preferred applicants under the diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and they thought those folks needed to be hired to the exclusion of applicants who
were actually qualified. So instead of getting people who were qualified to protect lives, they got people who looked more like America but weren't qualified to actually do the job they were hired to do, a job which, again, every single minute, your job is to keep hundreds of people safe.
Yeah, if you make the metric of who is an air traffic controller, if you make the metric skin color or gender or, you know, as the left often says, the lived experience, instead of skill, instead of knowledge, instead of aptitude, you are playing with fire, and here we are. So our worst fears have been confirmed. People who should have never been in the academy in the first place were waved in because the Biden administration wanted the diversity numbers to look good. And now you have those folks over the Potomac. All of those lives changed forever.
Well, and there have been several near misses this year across the country of planes taxing, of planes landing. There have been several near misses. It wasn't just the one over the one crash over the Potomac. There have been several.
But you know what else is so infuriating?
What's
is
that?
The quiet part. There was this change was made quietly. There was no press right. conference. There was no public debate, no explanation to the flying public that, hey, we're going to make it easier to become an air traffic controller. So just be aware mm-hmm. that the next time you're cruising at 35,000 feet, there may be folks in air traffic control towers all across the country who shouldn't be in those jobs.
And the fact that they did it quietly means that this was an unjust use of Pete Buttigieg's power. Recall that in the Declaration of Independence, you said sometimes we talk theoretical stuff. Well, this is one of those times. Go back to the Declaration of Independence. It says that government gets its just power from the consent of the governed. So that if government is doing something that the people didn't consent to government doing, then government is exercising, by definition, unjust power. It's doing something that's unjust. So if you're making secret rules in a back room and you don't tell people what you're doing about how the government functions, then you are doing something the people cannot consent to. You can't consent to something you don't know about. So he's making a change that put people's lives in risk so that he could have a more diverse looking workforce.
But
The people could not consent to
no,
that.
No, and I do want to point out, because you brought up diversity, I brought up diversity. This does not mean that people of color are not smart enough to be air traffic controllers.
Of course not.
But here's the thing. An air traffic controller, and for those of you who may not fully appreciate what an air traffic controller does, understand this, they are the ultimate multitaskers.
Have to be.
And that is, look.
That has nothing to do with your skin color.
Or intelligence. There are a lot
That's
of
true. It's a different type of intelligence. This
is a skill.
Yes.
And there are some people that are born with the ability
to multitask.
To
and
have
some that
all
aren't.
Of these channels open yeah. in their brain and right. be able to keep up with each one and know where they left off on this one and that one.
And to think three-dimensionally.
And
there's some people who can't.
Exactly. There's
but it has
people
nothing
that are,
to do with your sex. It has nothing to do with your race. So if we're prioritizing sex and race over the ability to think three-dimensionally multitasking, then we're doing the wrong thing. And the people didn't consent to it, which means this was unjust. It was unwise. It was un-American.
It has nothing. It has to do with skill level. It's like
that should have been the only criteria.
It's like the NBA drafting me. I mean,
you'd make it more diverse.
But it wouldn't be entertaining.
Let's get the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. You'd be a little entertaining.
I'd probably be a lot entertaining.
First thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Trump is vowing to fight a new global carbon tax being proposed by the United Nations. The United Nations proposed instituting a tax on global shipping industries in an effort to lower carbon emissions. The UN's International Maritime Organization proposed the net zero framework earlier this year, and the entire UN is set to vote on it this fall. Trump administration called the proposal a global carbon tax on Americans and promised to retaliate against other nations if the tax passes the UN.
Well, yeah. I mean, and look, Trump has already said, I'm going to withdraw all funding of the UN.
And the UN does not have the power or authority to tax nations. That's not its job. Its job is to stop wars, not tax people.
It's just more of this climate change agenda nonsense.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the city-owned grocery store in Kansas City, Missouri has closed. Kansas City's Sunfresh Market was owned and run by the government of Kansas City, but it didn't generate enough revenue to remain open as the store shelves were often empty. The city spent more than $18 million running the market, including an emergency funding last year of $750,000 just to keep the doors open. A note was posted on the doors to the market this week saying, unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances beyond our control, we are no longer at this time able to serve the residents of this important community. Democrat Socialist Zohran Mamdani, who's leading the race to be the next mayor of New York, has announced plans to open several government-run grocery stores in the Big Apple.
Well, see, that's a lie. It certainly was within the government's control. They made a bad decision to try socialism.
It wasn't unforeseen. Socialism always fails.
It fails every time.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the United States of America is accusing the United Kingdom of human rights abuses. In its annual human rights report card issued earlier this week, the Trump administration says the UK has specific areas of concern when it comes to human rights, particularly in the area of free speech. The report says significant human rights issues included credible reports of serious restrictions on freedom of expression, including enforcement of or threat of criminal or civil laws in order to limit expression, and crimes, violence, or threats of violence motivated by anti-Semitism.
What do you think about that?
I think they're absolutely right. The United Kingdom, which had the Magna Carta, has decided that being politically correct is more important than free speech.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So for some of our more mature listeners, this sound will sound very familiar. Take a listen.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
You've got mail.
You've got mail. It's from AOL.
Well, AOL.
Did you ever have an AOL account?
I certainly did.
Yeah, I did.
Absolutely, 100%. And look, big news from AOL, the granddaddy of consumer internet. They are officially shutting down their dial-up service at the end of September. After 30 years.
I'm surprised they still had dial-up service.
No, but hold on.
Okay.
Because AOL dial-up service is a lifeline, actually, for millions of Americans who live in rural America. Because AOL is more than just a novelty. It's a lifeline for them because, you know, cable companies have ignored small towns.
Okay.
And when DSL was a rumor, when wireless, wireless meant cell phones and not internet, AOL was there.
Right.
I mean, you could live in the middle of farmland or up in the mountains, but as long as you had a phone line, you could get online.
But they're not making enough money to keep it profitable.
No, I get it. I'm not faulting them for it.
And at this point, you can get Starlink anywhere in the U.S.
No, it is different. You've got more options today.
And dial-up still, you can't even download a picture off of dial-up. I mean, to be able to watch video...
No, that would take forever.
It takes forever. So if
you could load up a website at all.
Right. You now have far more options than you used to. And so I'm surprised it was still going, but especially now with Starlink. And there's some other satellite services. I just think they're too expensive. But with Starlink and the satellites that are up there on that, even in rural areas, you can get very good high-speed internet.
But there's pockets of America that have been left behind because the big ISPs, the internet service providers, I mean, you're right. They don't see enough profit in running fiber to a house 5 miles outside of town.
Right, because that's very, very expensive. Which, again, is why when the Biden administration was trying to do this whole, we're going to get broadband to the whole country, they decided not to go with Elon Musk because Elon Musk was bringing free speech to Twitter. The Biden administration blackballed Elon Musk Starlink, not because it wasn't the best option. It was. We've spent billions on broadband and gotten nothing out of it from the federal government when we could have spent, tens of thousands and gotten a whole bunch of people hooked up.
Anyway, I thought it was interesting. AOL ending dial-up internet service after 34 years.
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, should men be NFL cheerleaders?
Well, let's ask our American mamas. Mama.
And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Nettleville and Kimberly Burleson. So apparently the Minnesota Vikings have added two men to their cheerleader roster in addition to the women. And apparently a lot of fans just not happy about all this. Should men be NFL cheerleaders?
This was funny because people are really mad about it. And I guess these two guys are going to be the new head cheerleader. So they're doing a lot of TikToks. They're doing a lot of reels.
Wait, the men are the head cheerleaders?
They're the head cheerleaders for the Minnesota.
Okay,
what's funny.
Real quick, are they going to mansplain cheerleading now? Is that?
I don't know, but they're like, they got the hair flip down. They've
okay.
been doing a lot of hair flips. But when I saw that fans were upset about it, I did not realize that there's like 12, I think this might be the 13th NFL team to have male cheerleaders.
Right.
Which I had no idea.
Yeah, it started several years ago. I think like Atlanta Falcons or Tampa Bay Bucks. It was one of those. It was one of the teams in the South, I believe.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Had already had some male cheerleaders.
What I couldn't believe is Minnesota, of all places, the fans are mad.
Same place that voted for Tim Walz.
I'm like, what? You're mad? Like that's what blew me away. The thing about cheerleading, I mean, this is not a male taking a woman. This is not sports. This is a totally different thing. Cheerleaders have been both male and female. In fact, I think they started as male.
Right.
And so,
well, at West Point, actually, my father was a cheerleader in high school, and his roommate, he may have been a cheerleader at West Point as well, but at West Point initially, they didn't have female cadets.
Yeah.
So the cheerleaders, the yell leaders, as they were called, were men. And you still have a lot of, especially in college cheerleading
Texas
squads,
A&M.
You have a lot. Yell Leaders at Texas A&M. You still have a lot of men that are doing, that are in the cheer squads at all universities that I can think of. You've got male cheerleaders mixed in with the female squads. But in the NFL, it wasn't. It was all female for so long.
It was all female and it was dancing. It's not, you know, a lot of the male cheerleaders, it's the strength, you know, they can throw girls up, hold pyramids,
right.
That kind of thing. Whereas this is just dance and very feminine dancing. But I don't care.
You don't?
I don't care. No, I don't care. Just because I think it's a space that has always been men and women. Yeah, it's a dance team, but it's one of those places that doesn't bother me because it's entertainment.
I think I know what the deal is, though. I'll be honest. I think that what the people who are frustrated, first of all, I didn't know they were the head cheerleaders. So that's just two more places that normally would be probably held by women. And we're talking about two different kinds, like the yell leaders, the cheerleaders of past that hold, and the ones that are still in college that hold the girls up and they do all the strength work. When you have these two guys, when they're on TikTok, they're doing the flamboyant hair flip, and it looks like they've gotten glamorized their face. And some men, probably, are uncomfortable watching them shake their rear end in such a seductive way. And so there's probably that element to it that makes people uncomfortable, is my guess. I can only surmise that. But I think most people probably don't care, but the all eyes will be. It's still kind of a drag queen type thing where people are fascinated.
That's where I'm like, is this how are you doing it? Are you doing it like the college cheerleaders, where there still is a masculinity to it? The male cheerleaders aren't necessarily doing the high kicks up to the head, and they're not shaking their butts.
Right.
And it's a strength thing, and it's a cheer thing, and there's still a masculine way to do it.
Right.
Or is this drag?
Right.
And as a football fan, you know what? I don't need to see drag. I did not want to spend all that money or watch on TV to watch drag when I'm trying to watch football. I want to watch football.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because we so believe that people, they have the right to live their life the way they want
sure.
to. And this is clearly a passion of theirs. When you look on TikTok or Reels, the ones that make their reels go viral are those, whether it's in the marching band or it's on a girls' drill team, are the flamboyant ones who are like doing the whole Z snap, and they, you know, they flick their hair.
The Dylan Mulvaney style.
That, I think that makes some people uncomfortable. Like Kimberly said, she's fine with it. She's not uncomfortable. I'm not uncomfortable, but I would be, my attention would be watching. That's the one that my eyes would go to just out of fascination. So the men that are going to these NFL games, especially the Minnesota Vikings, you know, to see these men out there that you almost wish you had their face. They're beautiful people. And I think maybe some of the men are just like, no, I don't want this in my face. Like, I want to, you know.
Well, they can turn away.
Absolutely.
Watch
they can.
The game.
And but they
we're
will.
We're talking about.
That's the danger.
Yeah.
That's the danger. They will.
And the point is y'all are saying that this is, there's been a backlash. So I'm just trying to surmise why. And that's the only thing I can come up with.
For me, it would be, are these men doing masculine things or are these men pretending to be women? Because I am tired of men pretending to be women and having that shoved in my face. Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
Okay.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGramRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nadeville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much. And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing. So stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah.
Giggity, 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 ooh.
My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Working to ensure that talk radio of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. American Ground Radio. With Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You remember we were talking about Delia Ramirez.
Right.
And she was talking about how she was a Guatemalan before she was American citizen.
This is a congresswoman. Congresswoman Delia Ramirez was saying that she's a Guatemalan, that she's a Guatemalan before she's an American, that's where her allegiance. And by the way, she said this when she was in Mexico City, not even in the U.S., but down in Mexico, she was saying this.
And now she's revealing that nearly half of her family in this country is undocumented.
Her husband, she said her husband's an illegal alien. I guess her mother was an illegal alien. Her father, I think, was a legal resident. But yeah.
And then she says, you know, that we're going to fight for our rights. Illegal immigrants do not enjoy the same level of rights as American citizens, like voting, for example.
That's a right that American citizens have that illegal aliens don't have. Here's another right. American citizens have the right to live in the United States of America. If you come into the country illegally, you do not have the right to live in America. Now, you immigrate to the United States legally. You follow our legal systems. Man, not only do we want you in the United States, when you take your citizenship test and you pass it, and there's that ceremony that you become a citizen, we will cheer that. We will put news, but even we will celebrate that moment.
But even if you're here illegally, you do have the right to due process.
Sure, of course
you do. You do have the right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment.
Absolutely.
But you don't necessarily enjoy the full rights of freedom of speech.
How so? Which freedoms of speech does?
Well, in other words, I mean, the fact that you might decide that you want to protest instead of being arrested or apprehended by ICE doesn't mean that you're free. Speech rights are being infringed upon.
Right. You still have the right to protest, but that ICE still has the obligation to arrest you. So that's a different thing. All right. Did you see this court case out of Las Vegas with the NFL? Did you see that? Because we got football coming back up.
I did.
And John Gruden, the former coach, says, hey, I got fired and it wasn't very cool. Yeah. And I thought, I've only heard a little bit about this. I thought maybe we'd talk to somebody who knows a little bit more about the case.
Who are we calling?
Sam Mirajovsky, a new Nevada-based attorney who's been following this case. Sam, welcome to American Ground Radio, sir.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you.
Did I say that last name? I think I butchered that. Mirajovsky?
No, it's perfect.
All
right. Mirajovsky, yeah. Did it great.
Excellent. Okay, so John Gruden was fired, and he says that before he was fired...
Former coach of the... what is that? The Raiders.
The Raiders. And he says before he was fired, the league leaked emails of him making him look bad. And then he sued the league and the league said, well, now you have to go into arbitration and you have to go into arbitration. The person doing the arbitration is basically the person you're suing. Is that about right?
Well, yeah. So the NFL would love to have this covered in an arbitration agreement because then everything can be done quietly behind closed doors. They can control the process. And that's the thing that the NFL wants here because they don't want to have the discovery made public that what I suspect, you know, from the very beginning that Goodell, Commissioner Roger Goodell, was the one behind the leaks of these Gruden emails in a deliberate sabotage against both Gruden and against the Raiders. You know, Gruden, Goodell has a kind of a little bit of a conflict there with the Raiders. And so this has been a fascinating case. And we had a big decision a couple days ago where the Supreme Court of Nevada said, nope. Yeah, you know, this thing is outside of the bounds of the arbitration agreement. That Gruden is a former employee, and as a former employee, is now bound by it. So the thing is going to go to open court. The NFL is appealing it, so we'll see where it goes from here.
So the NFL is trying to get to the U.S. Supreme Court on this. Do you think the U.S. Supreme Court is going to take this case up?
I don't know. Possibly. I mean, obviously, it's a high-profile case. But I think, you know, this Nevada law will govern here. So they're you know, the Supreme Court has, I think, on two or three different occasions taken up arbitration, clauses and has gone through and looked at these cases. They've had at least two decisions that have sort of contradicted each other. So they may take it up if there's a particular issue that's interesting to the Supreme Court. Otherwise, they'll just kick it back. I don't have a crystal ball on that. But you can see that. I think the interesting thing for everybody to see is that the NFL is so concerned about this lawsuit blowing open. In the last couple of years, people have forgotten about it because it's just been going through all these procedural hoops, procedural hurdles, and it's just been sort of laying dormant. But it is a nightmare. And when this originally came out, I think if the allegations by Gruden see the light of day, there's a strong chance Roger Goodell loses his job, and that's really what's on, you know, on the line.
We're talking with Nevada-based attorney Sam Mirajovsky.
Okay, but Sam, why should just everyday American worry about the outcome of this case? What is the impact to just ordinary Americans?
Well, yeah. Well, everybody has a different opinion about this. I think NFL football under Roger Goodell has gone into the toilet. That's my personal opinion. So I think that this would be a needed cleaning house of the NFL. And Gruden is a look. Gruden is has become a crusader. It is suspected. I don't have confirmation of this, but one of these rumors that is possibly true in Las Vegas, circulating among those of us in the know, that Gruden's lawsuit is actually being funded. His legal fees are being paid by Mark Davis, and that and one of the reasons that we believe this to be true, again, it's a rumor, it's not confirmed, but Gruden is using some of the same attorneys that represent Mark Davis. If Mark Davis was at odds with John Gruden, Davis is the 800-pound gorilla. He absolutely wouldn't be lending his financial resources or his people. There'd be a conflict there. They couldn't work on the same, they couldn't work for somebody that was at odds with Davis. So I think this is a really fight against the NFL, whether you like the Raiders, don't like the Raiders, don't, know anything about Vegas or whatnot. There's this could lead to one of the most major shakeups in the NFL that we've seen, certainly in my lifetime.
Okay. So we've got about 30 seconds. So what is Goodell's beef with the Raiders?
Well, I think there was some conflict there with Mark Davis, and I think that what the Goodell, this is what, again, people have been saying, is that Goodell wanted to sink them by leaking out these emails against Gruden, and there was some beef. I don't know exactly what it was, but there was a conflict, and it was done very deliberately to sabotage the Raiders and to put Mark Davis in a position where he couldn't do anything but, ask for John Gruden's departure from the team.
Very interesting stuff. We appreciate all the insight. We're talking with Sam Mirajovsky, a Nevada-based attorney. Of course, this is a Nevada-based case. Sam, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on American Ground Radio. We appreciate you, sir.
You bet. My pleasure.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we got a bright spot for you. Some good stuff happening. Want to make sure you know about it. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website. It's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life Enzor.com/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to VNI.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20. What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, this is one of those about time moments, or okay, it's about time moments.
All right.
I mean, because look, for years, you had the Biden administration, or the State Department for the Biden administration, one and the same. They tiptoed around one of the most dangerous, manipulative, well-connected terrorist backing organizations in the world, and that is the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Oh, they called it political activism, right? They said it was a social movement.
No.
They acted like it was just another NGO out there doing, you know, community outreach.
No.
Give me a break.
That's not what the Muslim Brotherhood was.
Anybody that's been paying attention in the last few decades knows that the Muslim Brotherhood is not some friendly little civic club. This is the ideological mothership for some of the most radical anti-American, anti-freedom movements on the planet. I mean, they've perfected the art of hiding behind a suit and tie, while at the same time, what are they doing? They're financing, they're encouraging, they're feeding violent extremism from Egypt to Gaza and to right here in the United States.
Look, Egypt banned the Muslim Brotherhood and anybody associated with the Muslim Brotherhood because Egypt said they're a terrorist organization. Egypt is a Muslim nation.
So
for them to be banning the Muslim Brotherhood,
absolutely,
it suggests this isn't just a social club.
So I bring all of this up because now Secretary of State Marco Rubio has confirmed the days of the Muslim Brotherhood hiding behind political activism are numbered.
Okay.
Because now they will be considered a terrorist organization.
So we've designated the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. Yeah, that's an about time kind of thing. Yes, it's about time we did that. Again, Egypt did that back in 2013. We're 12 years late. We're 12 years late of doing this. This should have already been done. But back when Egypt did it, Barack Obama was president. You get in Donald Trump, Trump 1.0, the State Department still had a whole bunch of deep state activists in it.
So I think he's put the Muslim Brotherhood on notice. And what this also does, it tells our allies in the Middle East that we won't undercut them by cozying up to their enemies.
You know, I think Marco Rubio's done an excellent job so far.
That's leadership.
At Secretary of State.
Absolutely.
And executing the vision that Donald Trump has for our foreign policy.
America first.
Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Well, Meanwhile, the city of New York is closing its last remaining hotel migrant shelter. When Texas started busing illegal immigrants to New York City, the city responded by creating shelters. They used hotels, sometimes very fancy hotels, to be their shelters for illegal aliens. And in some cases, they kicked military veterans out of those hotels so that illegal aliens could move in. The Row Hotel was the first hotel that they used this in. It's just a couple of blocks off of Times Square.
Well, look, staying anywhere in New York, especially Manhattan,
yes,
is expensive.
But if you're just a couple of blocks off of Times Square, that's some of the most expensive real estate anywhere in the country. And by the way, the Row Hotel is a luxury hotel. The city was using all of its 1,300 units at a monthly cost of $5.13 million. The city, again, just on this one hotel, every single month, $5.13 million to house illegal aliens.
That's a lot of shower caps and the little miniature soaps and little miniature shampoo and conditioner.
So that was the first hotel that they did, and it's now the last, and they are ending their contract at the Row Hotel, and everybody that's in it's moving out. Now, some of the people who were staying in that hotel, a fancy, very luxury hotel, some of them were gang members in Tren de Aragua. Okay, so the city of New York was spending $5.13 million a month to put gang members into a fancy hotel blocks away from Times Square. And those Tren de Aragua members fought with police officers, literally fought with them in the hotel and on the streets just outside numerous times. Because in New York, you punch a cop, you go to jail, and they let you right back
out. But you know what's so interesting, though? Hotels are a business.
Yeah.
They exist to rent rooms to paying customers, tourists, business travelers, families visiting the city. But every time you put an illegal immigrant in one of those rooms, you're taking it off the market for someone who is actually contributing to the economy.
Right. So you'll actually be driving up the cost of hotel rooms in city of New York by putting illegal immigrants in these fancy hotels. This is from the Daily Wire. City residents are celebrating the closure and the end of mass sheltering. Hallelujah. I'm happy that's happening, said a resident of the Camelot apartment complex across the street. We pay a lot of money to live here, and it doesn't seem fair. That's exactly right. Americans, citizens, legal residents were spending a lot of money to live right across the street from where the city was putting up Tren de Aragua with their own tax dollars.
I mean, those are dangerous folks, obviously.
Obviously.
But look, getting illegal immigrants out of New York City hotels, and I know a lot of folks say, oh, y'all are just cruel. You don't care about people or humanity.
America first. I care about Americans first.
But this is smart. This is fair. It's putting citizens in common sense first.
This is a bright spot. New York taxpayers should never have been paying to house, clothe, and feed illegal aliens, people who had no legal right to be in the country in the first place. The city's policies drove up housing costs, they drove up crime, and they drove down wages, and it's a good thing they're kicking them out. It's a bright spot.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life
AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So polling for the upcoming New York City mayor's race shows that none other than Zohran Mamdani,
yes,
the self-proclaimed socialist,
mm-hmm,
is now leading. He's expanded his lead.
Yeah.
He's now leading by 19 points.
Basically, he's at 50%.
That's not a squeaker, obviously. No. That's a landslide in the making.
Right.
And if you don't know who Mamdani is, let me paint the picture for you. This is a man who has never met a hard left policy he didn't like.
Right. He's in favor of globalizing the Intifada, which means the Intifada, by the way, was the violent murder of Jews in Israel. He wants to globalize that.
He despises capitalism, the very system that built the city he wants to run.
He lives actually in rent-controlled apartments in New York that's supposed to be for low-income people, but he also lives off of his parents' money. That he's running for mayor, and he said that if he ran out of his savings, he knew that his dad would just give him money.
But here's the thing. Do you think if he in fact does win?
Yeah.
Do you think all across the country, folks who consider themselves independent may pull more to the right because they see what extremism looks like, I mean, up close and personal as the mayor of New York City?
Well, you're going to see a whole bunch of billionaires immediately move out of New York. And I do think you're going to have a lot of independents that are just like, whoa. President Trump announced this year's Kennedy Center Honor Awardees. They include Sylvester Stallone, Rocky Balboa, your favorite.
Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely.
The rock band Kiss, singer Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
I Will Survive. Okay, country music star George Strait.
I love George Strait.
And Broadway star Michael Crawford, who began as the Phantom of the Opera. At the announcement today, the president raved about all the award recipients. He also personally approved of the list of who's going to get the award, turning down several nominees the president said were too woke. The president also joked, since 1978, the Kennedy Center Honors have been among the most prestigious awards in the performing arts. I wanted one, I was never able to get one.
I guess Rosie O'Donnell, she's already got one. Ellen DeGeneres?
I don't know. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.